So I wanted to share with you a little bit about the upcoming month of March, even though it's not yet March, just so you can prepare and think about it and have time to work it through. So, and what I thought I would do is really share with you about eclipses in general. So what some things that I haven't shared before. So, for example, eclipses always come in pairs. A solar eclipse always happens when there's a new moon. And a lunar eclipse always happens during a full moon. Always. And they come a couple of weeks apart. And there's something else. Eclipses come in families. And the family of eclipses that we've been working with in 2015 and throughout 2016 are in the archetypes of Pisces and Virgo. So that means the eclipses are happening in those signs, and Aries and Libra. So people who have a lot of Pisces and Virgo or Aries and Libra in their own individual blueprints are going through kind of a lot of accelerated change and healing over the next couple of years. And each eclipse may or may not align to a particular chart, but they're moving you forward. So this eclipse that's coming March 8th is a Pisces solar eclipse and a Pisces new moon. And then on March 23rd, we have a lunar eclipse, full moon in Libra, and the sun will be in Aries. And I'm calling this eclipse healing into greater love, because I really believe that's the intent of this. And as you may have heard me talk about, eclipses are cauldrons of transformation. They are times when the veil between the worlds becomes thinner, and they are times that there's a lot of shadow material that comes up. So let's talk about that. So when there is a solar eclipse, the moon is between the sun and the earth, in between. So the moon is blocking out our ability to see the sun for a period of time. So we're not seeing the sun's rays. Those rays are not transmitting to us for a period of time. And it really does change the electromagnetic frequency. I keep looking at this because I don't have good enough eyesight to see if it's really recording, but it looks like it is. The Earth's magnetic field actually changes for a few days before the eclipse and after the eclipse. Solar eclipses are turbocharged new moons, basically, because you've got a new moon, you've got an eclipse. This particular one on March 8th is turbocharged and then added rocket fuel because it's a super moon. And what that means is that during the orbit of the moon, it's coming closest to the Earth that it ever comes. So if we could see it, which we can't because it's a new moon, it would be one of those big giant orbs in the sky. And it does affect the oceans, and again, our internal waters, the external waters, it's the rising waters. We're becoming more aware of the water during this time. And it is a very important time to set your intentions. You know, right around March 7th, 8th, and 9th, hold your intentions for healing your heart, for healing into greater love, for healing into greater connection, and for the healing of, you know, our planet. Now, during the lunar eclipse, the Earth is between the sun and the moon. The moon doesn't have its own light. What we see on the moon is a reflection of the sun's light, reflecting back at us. And because the Earth is in between the sun and the moon, what we see during a lunar eclipse is the Earth's shadow moving across the moon, which is, again, so the moon is transmitting our shadow. So the solar eclipse, we're not getting the solar rays. The lunar eclipse, our shadows being reflected back at us. And it's a two-week period of time that seems to go deeper. In a lunar eclipse, our emotions tend to be very heightened. I think our emotions will be heightened the whole time because of the nature of this eclipse, how many planets are in Pisces. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, eclipses are wild cards. They bring surprises. They accelerate change. In a lunar eclipse, a full moon lunar eclipse, all the phases of the moon happen over a few hours or a few moments. for a few hours actually it usually takes for the shadow to cross across the moon. And the whole 2 weeks between, like, say, March 7th and March 24th, it's going to feel like you've walked into another realm. And you're already probably beginning to feel that now. It's a wonderful time that the veils are lifted between the worlds, but it's also the veils get lifted from what we allow ourselves to see about ourselves and our lives and what we don't. So we start to see things sometimes in surprising and sudden and unexpected ways that we weren't able to see or feel or experience before, particularly if your own astrological chart is mathematically aligned to this eclipse. So on March 8th, if you have Pisces or Virgo between 14 and 24 degrees, you are in this strongly. And on the eclipse, the lunar eclipse on the 23rd, if you have planets 0 to 10 degrees, Libra or Aries, you're involved with this eclipse. And it does help to know where on your chart it is or what house it's in, because it sort of lights up the part of your chart. It gives you more clues. But you're kind of going to get the clues anyway, just from your life. But it's an interesting time to have a reading. Just send it a plug. Eclipses shake us up so we can gain consciousness very quickly so we can change. We are strongly encouraging, the energetics are strongly encouraging change. So it helps us create a new story that's infused with love, compassion, and kindness and healing when we can see the parts of us that need to shift so that we can create that new story. Brings powerful and inevitable changes. Sometimes things happen that we cannot control. It helps us to change major life themes and patterns. So people who have Libra and Aries and Pisces and Virgo, 25 and 2015 and 2016 are big years of change for you because you're part of this eclipse family. And I also just want to say that every 19 years, these themes are reverberated. So 19 years ago, the eclipse in Pisces happened at the same degree that it's happening now. So sometimes it's helpful to look at 19 years back and to see what some of those themes were. I am one of those people who this eclipse is happening to the degree on my Pisces ascendant. And I started to think about, where was I 19 years ago? I was in Massachusetts making the commitment to move here to North Carolina. Like, I was done. I was done with Massachusetts. I was done with the winters. I was moving. And within a few months, we moved. And so that was very interesting. And there were some other things happening in my life that were around the themes of healing codependency and letting, holding space for other to be people, to be who they needed to be, where they needed to be, without interfering, but with holding space with love. And that's what Pisces is about. So I was like, oh, that's very interesting. And now all those things are kind of happening in a different way in my life now. I had a 4-year-old. Now I have a 23-year-old. Kind of similar now. Sorry if you read that. So examples of what can happen during eclipses. I'm not saying any of this is going to happen, but here are just some examples. Sudden news can come through a dream or hearing about something. They tend to mark major turning points in our lives if it's on our chart. They tend to mark the beginning of things and the ending of things. So a solar new moon sometimes, because it's a new moon, marks the beginning of something, although it's not this exact. It can happen. And the lunar eclipse tends to eclipse things out of our lives. And lunar eclipses tend to bring up strong emotions because they're full moons. And they're shadow times. Oftentimes, random, unexpected events happen that initiate great change. They may not happen on the date of the eclipse. They might not even happen in the window. It may be triggered a few days later, a few weeks later, or even a few months later. So just so you know, but the energy shifts, and then the reflection in your life can happen later. Eclipses can sometimes eclipse people out of your lives. eclipse scenes out of your lives, places out of your lives. It can push something away so something new can come in. It is not a good time to initiate ultimatums or big changes, especially if they're based in fear. So between March 8th and March 23rd, it's better to journal and dance and move and feel and gain awareness and not, like, you know, run out of a relationship immediately or, you know, do anything rash. We may find that people in the world do things rash unconsciously. During eclipse seasons, we tend to see things happening in the world or happening a few weeks later that are the result of some of the, you know, the energy that came up and didn't have the conscious intention to work with or heal. So for you guys, let it digest whatever's coming up, let it percolate, and then after March 23rd, if you've been it a couple of weeks, then if you want to act on something because you had a new insight, a new awareness, a new awakening, that's a specifying time to act on it. Some of the changes initiated in eclipse windows, like I said, may take days, weeks, or months to appear in physical manifestation. Eclipses speed your sense of time, and they can speed up the timetables in your life as well. What happens in eclipses isn't good or bad. They're just helping us to transform and grow. So it's really important not to have judgment. Some things that happen in eclipses are really good. Sometimes things happen, amazing things can drop into your life in an eclipse. It's not always something difficult, by the way. So the job of an eclipse is to bring to light a part of your blueprint that you haven't yet seen or felt. It can be startling or sudden, like a veil being lifted. Eclipses are brilliant illuminators of truth, and they are catalytic. During this time, between March 8th and March 23rd, or a few days before and after, look for signs and signals and omens that are coming through nature, through your dreams, through the subtle realm. Pay attention to their messages. A lot of important messages come through. And try not to look away from any shadow areas that are revealed to you. It's important. Of course, you don't look away anyway. But just saying. Eclipses remove the veils that hide the truth. So now I want to just say that we on the East Coast, and even if you're, you know, most of the United States is not going to see the solar eclipse on March 8th. It's going to be visible in Asia, Australia, Indonesia. Hawaii and Alaska might see the partial eclipse. It'll look like the sun is going to be blocked out. The moon is going to be in the center of it, but there'll be like a ring around it a little bit where you can see a little bit, but we won't see that. Those of our brothers and sisters in the other parts of the world will see that. So the Pisces new moon for us on the East Coast is going to be around 9 o'clock at night. So I want to talk about the archetypes that are being activated. So let's talk about Pisces. The moon and the sun are in Pisces on March 8th. So what is Pisces investigating? All forms of helping and healing. Empathy. You might, because there'll be six planets in Pisces at the time of the eclipse, you might find yourself in empathic overwhelm. And it also is a great time to heal that if that's an issue for you. Too much, you know, grounding yourself and being in nature and pausing and breathing and feeling your body, asking for help from your guides and teachers, internal guides and teachers of compassion and kindness, can really be beneficial to do during this time. Doing more meditation can be really helpful because you might be able to experience things really amazingly in terms of connecting to that field of love that feels like love is just tangible and real. That's what Pisces is about. Pisces is about merging with a higher consciousness and higher love. Pisces does tap into the collective consciousness, and that's why that's going to possibly be happening for a lot of people. Pisces is about creating a safe space for yourself and for others to be who you are, where you are, without needing to feel the need to fix other people. Acceptance for flow, acceptance, moving into greater trust with the flow of life, bringing in a greater vision for your life, dreaming the dream onward. prayer and ceremony can help uplift the subtle vibrations that connect us all. And that's what this really is ultimately about, is helping us to uplift these subtle vibrations. Checking out higher consciousness. People may feel that they're more open psychically during this time. Emotions may run very deep. And it's a really good time to envision a new story. And at the time of the eclipse, Chiron, the wounded healer, will be conjunct the sun. So that's going to be bridged into our world, this awareness of this wounding that we all carry, the wounding of separation and the wounding of our internal waters and, again, the external waters. And the wounding of where our culture is going to be felt, and there will be, you know, for you, making the conscious attempt to bridge spirit more into your life so you can heal more deeply. Now, the shadow of Pisces needs to be discussed because shadow material is often, you know, brought to our attention so that we can work on it. So the shadow of Pisces is empathic overload, being overwhelmed by the intensity of life, codependency, wanting to fix everyone, checking out, just not wanting to deal with reality. And some ways people check out are through drugs and alcohol, in some ways it's through television, some ways it's through overeating, in some ways it's just, I'll just stay in the woods for 2 weeks. I won't really talk to anyone, then maybe I won't have to deal with my shadow coming out, because I'll just be out of my body the whole time. That's shadow Pisces. That's not helpful, actually. So the reason I'm calling this an eclipse that's helping us heal into greater love is because Chiron, that great cosmic healer, helps to make us aware of our deepest fracture points, also helps to make us aware of where we feel wounded, but also our capacity to wound others. May also be brought to our attention so that we can move that through to healing in a deeper level. Let's see, what else I'd like to say is the lunar eclipse is going to be in Libra. Libra is about relationships. So it can really activate relationship issues, help bring about a new relationship, help end a relationship, or maybe help us end patterns that are not helpful. Libra is about conscious, equal, non-hierarchical partnership and building community and building relationships. So that lunar eclipse coming on the 23rd is about constellating that into our lives and feeling that in a deeper way. So, and I'd like to say again, the reason I decided to do this, a dolphin swim with wild dolphins in Germany, May 8th to 13th, is to work with this energy of healing. The whole theme is about healing our connection to love. And we're going to be doing that through yoga, through meditation, through sound healing. I'll be doing a bliss acupuncture cafe.